צריך לדעת פר בייס מישנה בייס נעשה את הראשון אין למקום אחד ואת השני אין למקום אחד. Somebody who's washing his hands for until he died, and it's any day he's supposed to wash his hands once. And he washed his hands for the first time in one place, and then he moved, and in a different place he washed his hands for the second time. If a loaf of bread at Truma falls into the water that was used to wash your hands for the first time, the Kikish or Truma would become Tame from the water. But if a Kikish or Truma comes into contact with the water that was used to wash your hands for the second time, the Kikish or Truma would be Tame. The reason is that the water that was used to wash your hands for the first time becomes Tame from your hands. And even though that water is Matai your hands, but the water itself is Tame. As opposed to the water that's used to wash your hands for the second time, that water never becomes tummy from your hands. Instead, that water is mitaher, the tummy water that's on your hands. So therefore, the kikish or truma that comes into contact with that water would be taught. Na'afah tarishonim v'ashniyim l'makom echad. V'na'afah kikish or truma tummy. But if you wash your hands both the first and second time in the same place, so that the water that was used to wash your hands gets all mixed together, and the kikas or truma comes into contact with that water, the kikas or truma would become tummy. As since, where the kikas or truma fell, there's water that was used to wash your hands both the first and second times, and the water that was used the first time becomes tummy. So the kikas or truma becomes tummy from that water. And even though the water that was used to wash your hands for the second time is mitahir, the water that's on your hands, but it would not be mitahir, the water that is on the floor, that was used to wash your hands and ended up falling on the floor. At the second pouring, it's only mitar water that's on your hands, not mitar any other water. So the water that was used the first time remains tame when the kikas or truma comes into contact with that water. The kikas or truma becomes tame from the water that was used to wash your hands for the first time. If when you wash your hands for the first time, it turned out that you had a splinter or a pebble on your hand, your hands would remain tummy even after you poured water for the second time on your hand. Now, even though normally the second time you pour the water on your hands, that water is mitire, the water that's on your hand. And the first time you pour water on your hand, the water becomes tummy. And the second time you pour water on your hand, that water is mitire, the water that's still on your hand. But in this case, since it was a splinter or a pebble on your hand, the water that you pour for the second time would not be mitire, the water that's on the pebble or the splinter. And the Mishnah explains why, because the last water that you pour is only mitar water that's on your hand. It's not mitar water that's on a splinter or on a pebble or on anything else. So therefore, the water on the splinter or the pebble remains tame. And since that water remains tame, that water will be mitame your hand. So even though you poured water twice on your hand remains tame. And since the first time you pour water on your hand, even though that water is mitar your hand, but the water remains tame, and that water only becomes tar when you pour water for the second time on your hand. But the water on the pebble or the splinter remains tame even after you pour water for the second time on your hands. That water is mitame your hands, so therefore you have to remove splinter or the pebble and then dry your hands and wash your hands again. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, I'm a koshu mebriya tamayim. Or Shimon Gamliel said, instead of finding a splinter or a pebble on your hand, you find instead insects on your hands that are water-borne insects that are created from the water. Such insects are considered like water itself. So therefore, when you pour water for the second time on your hands, that water would be mitahir, the water on these insects. Since these insects are waterborne, they're the same as water itself. So therefore, your hands would be tar. Your hands can become tummy and tar only up to the parak, up to the joint, as you're obligated to wash your hands until the joint. Now, if somebody's trying to learn the joint, is referring to the wrist, that you have to wash your entire hands until the wrist. Well, other Rishonim learn that the joint is referring to your knuckles. You only have to wash your hands until your knuckles. Ketsa, what is meant that the hands can become tummy and tar only until the parak? Natas are Rishonim out of parak. Ves ashniyim chutz l'parak. L'chazru liyad. Tahira, if when you pour the first pouring on your hand, you pour it only up to the parak, you wash your entire hand until the wrist, but no further. And then when you poured your second pouring, you washed a little further than the parak. It went past your wrist. And the water that went past your wrist from the second pouring came back to your hands. Even so, the water on your hands is tar. And since the first pouring only went up to the parak, and the second pouring is mitahir that water, none of the water has become tummy. As even though the second pouring went past the parak, that water cannot become tummy, as your hands can only be mitahir the water up to the parak, no further than that. Not after Rishayim Beth Hashniim Chutz LaParak V'Chaz V'Liyad Tameach. But if you poured both the first pouring and the second pouring outside of the parak and went past your wrist, and then that water went back to your hand, the water on your hands would be tameach. As it did it, that the first pouring that you pour on your hands, that water is mitar your hands, but the water itself is tameach. And the second pouring that you pour is mitar the water that's on your hands. But what? The first and second pouring were both poured outside of the parak, and that water came back to the yad. The water that went outside the parak from the first pouring remained tameach. It did not become tar when you poured the second pouring on your hands. The reason being is that the second pouring is only mitar the water until the parak. It cannot be mitar the water that went outside the parak. So the water that went outside the parak remains tameach. And when it returns back to your hands, it's mitame, the water that's still on your hands. As opposed to the first case, where the first pouring went only up to the parak, it was only the second pouring that went outside the parak. In such a case, it's tar. As only the first pouring, only that water becomes tame, not the second pouring. And since the first pouring, the water went only up to the parak, the second pouring was mitare that water, so it's tar. As opposed to, in this case, where the first pouring also went outside the parak, and that water is tame, and the second pouring cannot be mitare the water that went outside the parak, as the second pouring is only mitare the water up to the parak, so that water is tame, and when it returns back to the yad, it's mitame the water on your yad, so the water on your hands are tame. Natat harishonim liyado achas, v'nimlach v'natat hashnim lebeiv yado. If when you pour the first pouring on your hand, you washed each hand separately, and then when it came time to pour the second pouring on your hands, you decided this time you're going to pour on both hands together, you touch your hands together and pour on both hands together the second pouring, in such a case, the second pouring is not mitare the water on your hands, and the water on your hands are tumma. The reason being is that since when you touch your hands together, after you pour the first pouring on your hands, each hand became tummy from the water on the other hand. When you poured the second pouring on your hands, it cannot be mitire the water on your hands since it had become tummy from the other hands. As the second pouring could only be mitire the water that became tummy from that hand, not the water that became tummy from the other hand. So therefore, since the first pouring you poured in each hand separately and the second one you poured in your hands together and you touch your hands together before you pour the second pouring on them, the water on your hands are tummy even after you poured the second pouring, since the water on each hand became tame from the other hand. If when you pour the first pouring on your hand, you put your two hands together and pour on both of your hands at once, and then for the second pouring you pour on each hand separately, the water on your hands are tar, your hands are tar in such a case. And even though we said that when you put your two hands together, each hand becomes tame from the other hand, that's only if when you pour the first pouring, you pour to each hand separately. But in this case, when you pour the first pouring, you put the two hands together. We look at those two hands as one hand, so we don't say that each hand became tummy from the other hand. So then when you go ahead and pour the second pouring on your hand, it will be mitai the water on your hand. And even though the first pouring, you had both hands together, and the second pouring, you poured to each hand separately, even so, the water in your hands are tar. Nata liyado acha, v'shipsefa bechaberto. If you pour water only on one hand, the first pouring on one hand, and then you rub that hand with your other hand that you did not pour water on, the water on that hand has become tame from the other hand. So therefore, the water on that hand remains tame even after you pour the second pouring in that hand, as we said, that the second pouring is only mitare the water on your hand if it did not become tame from any other source than that hand itself. But in this case, it became tame from the other hand. So therefore, even after you pour the second pouring on that hand, the water on that hand remains tame. You'd have to dry off your hand and wash again. If after you pour the first pouring on your hand, you dry off your hands on your head or on the wall, your hands would be tar, and your hands would not become tame by drying it off on your head, and certainly not by drying it off on the wall. But the water on your head or the wall would be tame as the first pouring on your hand. The water is tummy, so therefore, if after you dry your hands off on your head or the wall, you go ahead and touch the water that's on your head or the wall, your hands would become tummy, and you'd have to dry it off and wash it again. It wouldn't help to pour a second time on your hand, since your hands became tummy from a different source other than your hands. And if a kikashal truma comes into contact with the water on your head or the wall also, that kikashal truma would become tummy, as the water on your head or the wall is tummy, even though your hands are now tar.
No lindale behe zebita ze uze agabi ze uvavanti rapu shiavo behemamai.
Four or five people can have their hands washed together by putting their hands one next to the other, or one on top of the other, and have somebody else pour water on them. As long as their hands aren't so tightly held that the water can't get in between them, and the water has to be able to cover each person's entire hand. And even though all their hands are touching, we wouldn't say that one hand became tummy from the other, as we look at all their hands as one hand, and therefore we look at this material tidaim as one big material tidaim. We wouldn't say that since one person's hands got washed before the other, that water, a malacha was done with it, and therefore it's possible by the time it reaches the other person's hands, that the water that a malacha was done with it is possible. We wouldn't say that as we look at it as one big netilat tidaim. And even though there's less than a revius for each one of them, it would still be kosher. As you only need a revius if one person is washing their hands, you need a revius for that person. But if there's a lot of people washing their hands, we wouldn't say that you need a revius for each and every person. If we look at this as one big material diet, so therefore, even though you don't have a revius for each person, it would be cut.